Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
My shoe.
This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here at the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting at the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world. But tonight, I'm sitting at the table with Ibu Bey, who came here all the way from London to enjoy the campus. And Ibu Bey is sitting here playing with two dogs, thinking they're just the most wonderful guys in the world, and he thinks that maybe they're not so bad. They're not so bad. Well, the more gentle you are with the dogs, Ibu Bey, the more gentle the dogs are for you. And that's kind of fun, isn't it? Now, you can tell them what to do, and they'll do it. You can even tell Little Love to sit down. Well, this is the lesson that we learn as we go all over the world. We talk to boys and girls wherever we go, and wherever we see them, we say, now always be gentle, always be loving, and say, sit, and the dogs will sit. And love, sit. Sit. Love, sit. Tch. Well, that's somebody's teaching.
Rex,
sit, wherever you are. And Rex, sit. Sit. Good boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. Hey, Love sits for him. That's good, Ibu Bey. You were persistent, and Love sat for you, didn't he? Yeah, because you're the boss. You're the man. You're the big man. And that's what dogs and puppies like to hear. They want to have someone to be their master, someone to be their friend. And whenever our mothers or fathers give us suggestions of things for us to do, like, come in, out of play now, time for dinner, time for to go to bed, time to get up in the morning, time to do wonderful things, and we jump out of bed saying, Mommy, I'm ready to do wonderful things. What have you got in mind? And Mommy will say, well, first let's go and take ourselves a nice clean shower, get ready for the day, get all freshened up. Yeah. And then we want to play with our puppy, and we want to pet him and tell him how much we love him and how much we really think they're just wonderful. And when we do that, then wonderful things happen to us. Now that's what happens to Ibu Bey. Ibu Bey came to campus, and he just claimed the heart of Little Love. And Little Love does everything Ibu Bey tells him. And Rex would do everything Ibu Bey tells him too, except that Rex is three times as big or five times as big as Ibu Bey. I don't know, what does Ibu Bey weigh? How many pounds? About 18, 20 pounds? 23. What'd you say?
23.
Yeah. 23? Oh, that's close. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 4 times, well, actually 5 times. Rex is 5 times heavier than Ibu Bey. Maybe even a little more if we haven't weighed him recently. But he's really something. And now Rex is checking out Love's bed, and Love is standing there saying, what the heck do you think you're doing in my bed? Do you realize that that's my bed, and you're standing in my bed? And Rex says, hey, don't mean any harm, just curious. And Love says, well, you might get out of there and let me in there, because that's really where I belong. And we all have places where we belong. And like Mr. Kendall, I travel all over the world, and I see boys and girls sitting on their beds or lying in their beds and being such good children and being such wonderful children to be with. And their mothers and fathers are so proud of them. And you know, Rex, Love, hey, what is that all about? He's just possessive. Yeah, he's possessive. That's okay. But the thing is, he must not do that. But he doesn't know that. So he must learn. They all have to learn how to be mannerly and to work around people and children. And children have to realize that big animals don't always know how big they are and how big their paws are. And when they put their paw on your foot, you really know it. At least I know it. So that's what Mr. Kendall does when he travels all over the world and visits boys and girls and finds out how much fun they have and do the neat things they do. So, Ibu Bey, did you want to say goodnight to Mr. Kendall? Goodnight, Mr. Kendall. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his pixie dust, and he's going to drop that pixie dust all over Ibu Bey and tell Ibu Bey it's time to go to bed. and time to sleep and have wonderful dreams. And Ibu Bey says, well, in London, it is early in the morning now, and I'm getting up, so I'm thinking I will act like that here, too. I will act like I'm getting up here. So I'm really not tired. I'm full of energy and full of life. Well, Ibu Bey, it's been nice to share with you today. So you take home with you all the lovely thoughts of what you are and who you are, and just know that you're a great guy. So, thank you, Mr. Sandman, for dropping pixie dust on all the children. And all the children say, hi, hi, and bye-bye, and I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you.